Caitlin, I'm mostly listening in, so I'm going to put myself on mute.
Okay, thank you. All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P24-037 regarding Tom Norris. The time is now 9:04 a.m. on November 13th, 2024. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We will start with those of us in the room and then move to our virtual attendees.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Orlene Laura, investigations manager.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
I'm Michael Kravitz, architect, member of the EAC.
Claire Clark, architect, member of the EAC.
Dennis Rogers, member of the EAC.
Thank you.
Casey Edgerton, board counsel.
Thank you. Mr. Tom Norris.
I'm Tom Norris.
Thank you. Mr. Richard Norris.
Yep, Richard Norris, West Coast Managing Director.
Thank you. Mr. Rob. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm the director. I'm Dr. Hartley. I'm the director of Global Research and Expansion.
Thank you. Mr. Roberts.
Hi, Alan Roberts, architect, EAC member.
Thank you. Mr. Neufeldt.
Good morning. My name is Seth Neufeldt, and I'm an attorney for Tom Norris.
Thank you. Ms. Schuchert.
Amy Schuchert, homeowner, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And then Mr. Elliott.
Dale Elliott, investigator, BTO.
All right. Thank you, everyone. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind any attorneys present today that the meeting is purely an investigative interview, so the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your clients questions to help determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on October 24, 2023, related to a re-roofing project in Phoenix, Arizona. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Ms. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Kravitz.
Yes.
Mr. Roberts.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Fact finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger and then respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby and will be called back when it is your time for the interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is your time for the interview. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. May I please have a motion?
Dennis Rogers, I make a motion that...
to enter into executive session?
And enter into an executive session, please.
Thank you. May I please have a second? Ms. Clark? Thank you. All right, now we'll do an individual vote on entering into executive session. Ms. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Kravitz?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. We have entered into executive session at 9:09 a.m.